Hey, yo, Fro Wrestling Podcast listeners, help us out and click subscribe to show your support. And if you are a YouTube user, enable notifications so you always know when we're going live. If you want to become a member of the Fro Wrestling Podcast family, you want your name in the shoutouts, like our good buddy Harold in St. Louis, check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/Fro Wrestling Podcast and sign up today. And don't forget the new loyalty rewards program. Any $15 a month contributor gets an opportunity to co-host an episode of Going Live with me on our Saturday night Going Live shows. And everybody, this is Fro Wrestling News, where we bring you today's news and rumors in around 5 minutes. Make sure if you have questions for Mr. Fro, you call into the Fro Wrestling Sound Off line at 267-642-1160. Give us your questions and your comments so that we can get it to as many of them as we can on our Going Live episode Saturday night. So today in the news, all sorts of things to talk about. First off, how could we not talk about last night's Raw episode, the closing of the show, Braun Strowman coming out at the end of the Finn Balor-Roman Reigns match, teasing that he was going to cash in his contract, only to be interrupted by the return of the Shield. And I'm not talking about that cheesy return last year. I'm talking about Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins looking like they were walking with a purpose. The old school Shield outfits coming to the ring to the aid and the rescue of Roman Reigns, and almost in an old school four horsemen mentality that they're going to work as a pack and they're going to protect that Universal title and the Intercontinental title and whatever other desires they have. It would be interesting to see if the Shield, Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins, would challenge for the tag team championship so that the Shield controlled all the gold on the Raw brand. Might make for some interesting television. I don't know if they should be counted as heels at this point, baby faces, or these in-between character, but the pop that they got from the crowd. First off, Roman Reigns at SummerSlam got the huge pop that he finally needed. Maybe not as big as like a old school John Cena or Stone Cold pop, but it was definitely the biggest pop I've heard in a very long time. But last night's Shield pop was huge, and when they set up Braun Strowman to put him through the table and do their powerbomb, that place erupted. That was awesome. It was one of those captivating moments in the history of professional wrestling, and I can't wait to see where this goes. Braun Strowman online today throwing out a warning to the Shield members. He was very clear. He said, "In the past, I've beaten all of you before, and now I'm going to destroy you again." He said, as a matter of fact, the quote he used on Twitter was, "I've destroyed you all by myself before. All three of you have started the war, which you can't finish. That title is mine. Hashtag breaking the Shield. Hashtag Raw." In other news, Rusev is in the news talking about where his place is on the main roster. The Bulgarian Brute is not overly happy. At least it's been well documented in the past that he has been very unhappy with where he's at on the card. However, he talked about how he has no control over that. His job is to perform at the best of his abilities, to go out and do what he needs to do. He says, "I'm just going to go be me and keep doing what I do best. Eventually, one day, you know cream rises to the top, so you know I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the rise." That was in a conversation he had with the Gorilla Position podcast shortly before SummerSlam. So obviously, he's learning the politics of the business and trying not to upset anybody, but it's very eye-opening about where he feels he should be in WWE and what his long-term goal is. He expects at some point to be given some kind of push. Kurt Angle sent on vacation. I don't like the angle in the short term because I think Baron Corbin is being wasted as the interim general manager of Monday Night Raw. Of course, it means that Kurt Angle will come back at some point. He will probably have a match with Baron Corbin, and it may be a signal for the full-time or at least more expanded time return of Kurt Angle to the ring, which is something I would be very much in favor of. We're headed into Survivor Series season. Things have to start getting set up for that. I would love to see Kurt Angle be much more active on the roster, especially after we heard the rumors a few weeks ago about how he would not be opposed to another run as the WWE champion, potentially the Universal champion. Shinsuke Nakamura in the news. He was having a conversation about how the reaction was last year when he dropped John Cena on his head. He said some people were upset backstage. John Cena was not, but some people were. They were, quote, "pissed off at me. Why did you do that? So I just thought my career is finished today. But everybody came to support me and help me, even John Cena." Cena said, "Not your fault. It was my fault." Great to hear that even in the early part of his main roster call-up, Shinsuke Nakamura was so accepted. And I think that the way that he still reflects on it, the way he still thinks about it, and that conversation, by the way, took place on the Gorilla Position podcast as well, he's talking about it in that way makes it sound like he's very thankful to be doing what he's doing and to be a part of what it is that he's doing. So I actually like the potential for him to re-sign with WWE this January when his contract comes up and is due. Another news tidbit for today, very exciting. The NXT UK Women's Championship will be determined this Saturday and Sunday, two-day tapings in the United Kingdom. There's going to be a loaded lineup. You're going to see Toni Storm, Ginny, Isla Dawn, Millie McKenzie, Nina Samuels, Dakota Kai, Rhea Ripley, and Zia Brookside. There's a great list of British and Irish wrestlers. They're going to be competing for this UK Women's Championship, and then it's expected that the champion will defend that title at the Evolution pay-per-view, which is shaping up to be a great show. I actually will be releasing a piece later this week about how I feel about that show. Cody Rhodes made it clear this week that there was an official offer made to CM Punk for All In, and it was a generous offer, one that included a opponent and a pay rate after Punk had referenced that no one had actually made a solid offer to him, telling him who you're wrestling and how much you're going to pay. It sounded like there may actually have been a chance at some point for Punk to be a part of the show, but in the end, they're already over budget, hence the over-the-budget Battle Royal for the shot at the Ring of Honor Championship. So it kind of hurt itself. But if All In were to come back next year with All In 2, it may be an opportunity to see CM Punk make a return to the ring. That may be premature, but I'm just saying. After SummerSlam, Brock Lesnar actually went home. I know that he was advertised for last night's show, did not appear. That's because he was never in the venue. He went home right after SummerSlam. And apparently, it was the venue who advertised Brock Lesnar looking to push ticket sales rather than a WWE press release. So that had to change some things up as far as their perception of how the crowd was going to react to him not being there. But for those who were upset that Brock did not appear, that does not mean that he's not going to appear in WWE programming. If last night told you anything, the interview with Paul Heyman should tell you at some point Brock Lesnar will get a rematch for the Universal Championship. It means that maybe WWE has come to an agreement where he can work for both UFC and WWE. Maybe he returns during WrestleMania season looking to avenge this loss. And the final tidbit, it's been talked about for a couple days now. Matt Hardy's WWE contract is coming due in March of next year. Rebbie Hardy, his wife, let that out there. And it looks like his injuries, the fusing of his bones in his hip and all these things may actually be taking a toll on his in-ring career. But he was at SummerSlam in the back and was working as a pseudo-transitional character, somebody who's helping with production, because that may be the next avenue he takes as a professional wrestling contributor. He's obviously, his in-ring career can't go on forever. He's been wrestling since he was 16 years old, and it may be time to take a step back. But it sounds like he may have a position waiting for him as a producer for World Wrestling Entertainment. That's all the time we have for this episode. Check back with us next episode. We'll run down the latest wrestling news and rumors. Special thanks, as always, go out to bensound.com and purpleplanet.com for producing all the music and sound effects in our shows. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in with us. I'm Fred Froelich, better known as Mr. Fro. I want to thank you for taking a few moments with us today. If you're looking for more wrestling news and rumors, go to www.tsj101sports.com for their latest articles on professional wrestling, or go to my blog, In Fro's Corner, located at frowrestling.com, and check out my latest editorial pieces, one coming this week about WWE Evolution. Don't forget to check out our indie events tab at frowrestling.com to find the coolest indie wrestling near you. Quaker Town Farmers Market this Saturday, the 25th. Be there. I will be. I'll see you next episode Saturday night, everybody. Take care.